You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has released a proposed action plan to reach its smoke-free goal in 2025. The plan has five focus areas, including reducing the availability, appeal, addictiveness, and affordability of cigarettes. And the ministry proposed in the document that the government should set a minimum price for tobacco, license sellers to sell cigarettes and vaping products, limit the types of shops that can sell tobacco, and license tobacco retailers based on population size and density. The same document also said flavored filters like those you found in methanol cigarettes should be banned, and a smoke-free generation policy that means gradually increasing the legal smoking age. Action on Smoking or Health, or ASH, has been advocating for smoke-free by 2025, and I asked its director, Deborah Hart, on her thoughts of this proposal.
Well, we welcome the plan. It's really great to see the government putting out a plan that will hopefully get us the smoke-free 2025.
Right, but I just want to go through some of the details of the proposed plan, because some of them might, honestly saying, it's quite prohibitionist. It's quite leaning on prohibition, like reducing nicotine, producing flavored filters, mandating certain license. Only sort of stores can only sell tobacco and even vape products.
Yep.
We saw prohibitionist policies being applied on drugs and alcohol in the past, and that didn't work very well in New Zealand or in other countries. Why do you think it would work on cigarettes here?
If it was going to be a total prohibition, I would agree with you. But what the government is wanting to do is to optimise less harmful products and then lessen the impact of this uniquely harmful product, which is smoked cigarettes. So we now have vapes in this country, and vapes are a much less harmful product, but they deliver nicotine just like cigarettes deliver nicotine. And people smoke cigarettes for the nicotine, but of course they die from the smoke, and vapes don't have smoke, so one of the reasons that they're a lot less harmful. So what the government is trying to do is put the policy settings there so that there are choices available for people who have got a dependence on that nicotine. It's not like they can't have anything. But to point them towards the less harmful product.
Okay. Don't you think banning everything, every available tobacco product would cause a black market to emerge for cigarette products? Or maybe shouldn't the government focus on a more health-based or education approach on smoke-free?
A few things to say about that. First of all, I don't read this proposal as banning smoked products. They're talking about reducing availability and making the products less addictive and less appealing. Yes, there is a concern about the black market. And certainly there has been a black market with cigarettes. I see that the government is wanting to strengthen compliance and enforcement activity. And the last thing to say is one of the things that the government is intending to do is to increase investment in helping people to quit and to help them come to the decision that they shouldn't start in the first place. I suppose what I'm saying to you is this is a package. It's not just one thing. If it was one thing, it certainly wouldn't work. It needs a number of things. And the things that have to be done absolutely immediately is to help people switch to less harmful products, mainly vaping, to help communities with community-led initiatives, and to really invest in mass and social media campaigns that we know are so successful. Those are the immediate things that need to happen, and then all of these other things that the government's talking about follow on from that.
Right, but a lot of these initiatives, like setting a minimum price, seems to impact more on poor people, like dairy owners, because not being able to sell tobacco, looks like only much more rich people can afford cigarettes now. Do you agree that these proposals seems to be a little bit discriminatory towards poor people?
Not really. I think what you have to understand is that the wealthiest among us are already at smoke-free. Really, the people who are really impacted so adversely by smoking are the poorest in our society. So what we need to be doing is really aiming all of our measures at those communities. We have what was discriminatory is that our measures previously to help people get to smoke free were really aimed at people are better off in our society, but that's really discriminatory. And we've really got to, as an equity issue, get all of us to smoke free so that we can can all be healthier. And your point about the minimum pricing, I would agree with you that it is very hard for people. So you cannot just put the pricing up and then leave people nowhere to go with what is a very hard dependency. And most people want to give up cigarette smoking and have tried numerous times. So you can't just put the price up and just leave them. What you have to do is help them find a less harmful alternative and help them in a way that is responsive to their own needs. And I see the plan as doing that. We will wait with bated breath to see if on the 20th of May the government puts its money where its mouth is with the budget.
Right. And just looking at this document, how confident are you is this country going to achieve smoke-free by 2021 if the proposals in this document is being implemented?
Well, this is really an ambitious plan, really very ambitious. And we need an ambitious plan because we're running out of time to get to the smoke-free 2025 target. If the government does freeze immediately and then follows on with these other things, we will get there. And the three things are supporting communities with culturally appropriate and scaled-up initiatives, encouraging less harmful alternatives such as vaping, and investing in media campaigns to promote smoke-free. Those things, if they now together with all of the things that are in the plan, we have a really good opportunity to get to smoke-free 2025. And by the way, I should tell you that 12 people are going to die of cigarette smoking today, another 12 tomorrow, and another day after this. It's urgent business. If we were having 12 people dying today of COVID, I can assure you we would all be acting very fast. This is a major public health issue that we need to deal with at the moment, and it's great to see the government doing that.
And that was Deborah Hart, who is the director from ASH.
That was- was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.